Evening, boys.
Evening, Sally.
Welcome to The Chattin', your local podcast. I'm Rob.
I'm Kirk.
I'm Mark.
And I'm the other Mark. 3 pints, Sally. And what are you having?
Get me a tequila slammer.
Cheers. Offer to Mova.
Evening, boys.
Evening, Rob.
Hello, Rob.
Are we all right?
Yeah, well, good, mate. Thank you.
Evening, Rob.
You're all right, mate.
I'm all right, thanks to you.
Yeah, I'm wonderful, thank you. My faith has been restored in humanity.
Oh, yeah. All right, okay.
So today, someone knocked on my door, youngish lad, and said, is this your wallet? And I went, oh. And he went, I found it just outside your house here. I went, oh, yeah, it will be, knowing what I'm like.
Was it, though?
Well, do you know what he said? He went, what's your name?
Really?
He's only a young lad.
He's IDing you.
And I went, it's Rob. And he went, yeah, it's yours. And I thought, wow. Do you know what? Good for you. Because, you know, some people, if I knew it weren't mine, I knew very rarely do I ever take my wallet out. But when I'm going at Turkish Barbers.
Don't we know? Yeah. Oh, I forgot my wallet.
But when I'm going at Turkish Barbers, I have to take my wallet because they only accept cash.
Funny that.
I took my wallet and I knew.
How would you like your hair cut in? Oh, can I have a skin fade? Well, that's exactly what you're getting anyway.
Yeah.
And I thought, yeah, chances are, first time I've took my wallet out in however many months, it'll be mine. Yeah, and it were.
What if you would have said, like, Dave or someone, would you have gone, well, I'm keeping the wallet, I'm off and keeping the money?
So do they still accept old tenors then?
Yeah. I'd been to the bank beforehand. But yeah, so I thought, do you know what? That's really nice to know. I still had to do a quick check to make sure that everything was there that I thought should be there.
And do you know this guy? Is
nope.
it a local
never
guy?
Seen him.
Never
I,
seen him.
I,
before.
Yeah, he knows
never
him. That's why I asked him his name.
Yeah, I've never even seen him.
I didn't know if you'd sort of met him on the stage. No, like, walking dog, like,
seen
just
him.
To wave, never
in my life.
Never seen him in your life.
No,
right.
Well, that's brilliant. Lad. Nice, that, isn't it?
It is.
Nice to know that there are some good
well
people
done,
still around.
Well done, you lad. Yeah. I got a bit of a surprise earlier.
All right.
A message popped up on my Facebook Messenger.
Yeah.
You know Sue Scodden, who's one of our listeners.
Yes, indeed.
My dad's cousin. So we said that their kids are our cousins. What are they, cousins twice removed?
Twice,
or
something like that. Second cousins, something like that, yeah.
Your dad lent him his lawnmower and therefore...
Yeah, orbital sander.
Yeah.
Well, no, actually. So I didn't know that Dave, who's in, you know, I'm doing the finger quote thing, cousin...
For the benefit of the table.
...works for a printers at Manvers. And I didn't even know there were printers at Manvers. And the posters that we've had printed for this live podcast episode that we're doing in the Ball Inn at
when
Paul
is
Hesley
it
on
when?
The 29th of June.
What time?
At 4 p.m.
ish.
Yeah, he sent her a photo. He was printing them off.
Really?
So Mark had gone online to Instaprint to order these.
Yes.
That had ended up at this company in Manvers that does the printing. And he sent the picture of her printing them off. What's the chances?
We're famous.
Yeah.
Famous. People are printing this off.
Yeah,
look at these.
We've reached Woth.
That's hilarious.
Well, we're talking about.
I hope she kept it a secret that, you know, I mean, actually. Yeah, because.
Why can she have. Yeah, we're talking about it.
It wouldn't have gone out, though. Would it at that point?
What, by the time this episode goes out that we're talking about now?
Well, this one will have.
And so the one before it will have?
Yeah.
No, but she hasn't seen that yet.
So she's seen it? Is she watching videos?
No, so the first time Sue saw
it's
it...
It's not out in the public domain yet.
Yeah, so Sue saw it...
She's the only person that listens.
Yeah, but she'll have seen it before she heard it.
Mm.
Won't she?
Mm-mm. Anyway, talking about surprises, on the back of that...
Oh.
I know. So me and Aina's walking down to the train station. Obviously, you know, I live in Mexborough, so we're walking down. We have to pass the Wetherspoons.
Hold on, where are you going?
Where are we going on the train?
Yeah.
It's relevant, but we're going
no,
on
it's the... not. Not with you.
Well, we're going on the train anyway. Wait. No, we're going to... we were going on the train. Yeah, I was just thinking...
Where were you going?
To Doncaster, I think.
Oh, right, okay.
You got down on one knee and you asked her to renew your vows.
No. What's it matter where I'm going? I don't understand. Anyway, I'm going to Doncaster.
With you, it matters. Especially when there's a train involved.
Well, talking about... I've got a
what
train story
What were you going to
bit.
Doncaster for?
To drink, I think.
Right.
Something like that. So anyway, walking down to the train station to Mexborough, and we have to pass the Witherspoons, which is a local pub to us.
Is it Witherspoons or is it Weatherspoons?
It's Weatherspoons.
Everybody calls it Witherspoons.
Witherspoons, yeah. Weatherspoons.
Weather.
I just call it Spoons.
Yeah.
Right. You know, because I'm hip and trendy and, you know, younger.
Yeah.
Not like you guys. So we're walking sort of past that. This guy comes out. Witherspoons. Spoons. I'll say Spoons because you'll keep taking. So this guy comes out. He's got some headphones on and that. I don't know him. I just looked at him because he got headphones on, you know, type thing by himself. And he sort of took the headphones off type thing and looked my way. And he went, is it Mark? Pointing at me. And I went, yeah, it's Mark. Yeah, he says, do you know me? Because I don't sort of recall you. He says,
do you want some? Real stone rain.
Well, he could have gone that way. I mean, although he was a very friendly guy.
He didn't do that awkward conversation we talked about last year. Yeah.
You don't know that train. You nicked my seat.
No.
You wouldn't move.
We didn't, because I'm honest. I was like, I don't know you. You know, I don't know you. And he says, well, I know you. You're Mark. You're from the chat in. And I went, you're joking. And he went, no, he says, I've just been listening to you in Witherspoons.
Really?
No way.
And seriously, and I went, me being me, I went like, yeah, whatever. I was like, what? I was like, you guys, I was like, what? I was, you know.
We've got two listeners.
Yeah. So I said, that's amazing, you know, amazing. So I said to him, first of all, by the way, his name's Mike, right?
Okay. Hi, Mike.
I said, I'll do a shout out for him. And so I said, well, first of all, thank you for listening. You know, it's, you know, brilliant. And then I were intrigued to know how he found us and stuff.
Yeah.
As in, how did you hear about us? And he said he listens to a few other podcasts and stuff. And at this moment when we're sort of getting into, because I was sort of going to fire loads of questions off to him.
What's his blood type?
Yeah. Well, I was going to get to that, exactly, Mark. And I'm going to fire loads of questions. And now, if you know Makes, but there's a Witherspoons and there's another pub to it.
There's also a Weatherspoons.
Yeah, a Weatherspoons. Don't you start. He's banging up, he's doing it. So there's a Spoons. And across the road, literally, there's a Montagu Arms, another pub.
A what?
Montagu Arms.
Montagu Arms.
Listen, I'll not tell you a story if you carry on, guys. Right? Montagu Arms. There's another pub next to Spoons, right?
Right? Called the Monte.
Whatever it's called, I don't care, but there's another pub there. Yeah. And there's music going on there, which is fine.
Is that what they do? Like Louis Spence, with your hands.
Yeah. So, and there's sort of like some fire doors next to it. They weren't the main doors, some fire sort of doors. And I was just
What are fire doors do, Mark? They shake their hands.
Like that. Benefit, it's a good job this is on video. So I'm talking to this.
I can't wait till it is.
I'm talking to Mike because I'm intrigued to know, you know, because I don't know him. I did ask him, do you live in Mexico?
You're very excited, Mark, aren't you?
Oh, well, listen, this is how excited I was when I met him. Because I'm like, I'm thinking I'm famous here. He's going to want me autograph.
Autograph, yeah.
he did it my way. And I said, oh, where are you? He said, I'm from Swinton. Oh, brilliant. At that point, These fire doors burst open from the pub next door, not the Spoons, the pub next door.
Monty's.
Montagu Arms.
Right? Montagu Arms.
And this crowd of people come out. I'll use the word crowd very loosely. I'm doing air quotes
here. Three.
I'm going to say three.
I heard this voice going, hey, Mark. And I'm like, who's this? And it's Mike. No, not this Mike. This is a different Mike.
Mike,
who was a friend of... I was a friend of, you know, Mike Stark.
Yeah, right. Who's a DJ? Mike one, Mike two.
Who's a DJ? He piles out of there, and your kids are there as
my
well.
My kids?
Your kids, Kirk, yeah.
Oh,
your
yeah, they were in Mexborough on Sunday.
Yeah, they were in the Montagu Arms.
Yeah, exactly.
So they were in the Montagu Arms.
So me being me, I get really overwhelmed and confused when there's a crowd of people, because like Mike's going, hey, up, Mark, oh, you all right and that? And then Alan's there as well, which is Kylie's stepdad. And your kids and Mike, and then of course there's Mike who's just come out at Spoons, and I'm like, wait, what's going off here? I'm just walking to the train station on a Sunday afternoon, nice and quiet, and all these people around.
Did my kids know who you were?
Your kids know, all right. Yeah. So anyway, at that point, obviously Mike didn't know who this other Mike was. There's too many Mikes here. So I said to Mike, I shook his hand. I said, listen, thanks for listening. I'll do a shout out for you. And which of course is what I'm doing, and off he toddled off. There's too many pubs and too many Mike. So Mike toddled off, which were great. So thank you, Mike, for taking
and
the time out.
And you missed the train.
And then I got talking to Mike, our friend, and your kids, and I ended up going in the pub.
Are you allowed to talk to kids now?
Actually, I don't
been lifted.
I don't think that dates past yet. So then I got dragged in the pub to Alan, because then Dawn was in there, bless her. So I got talking to Dawn, because I'll do a shout out for Dawn. Got talking to Dawn, and so it was all going off. So that was my.
What amazes me.
He just stood there wondering what the hell's going on.
I know.
What amazed me more than anything is that Mike, number one,
yes,
actually recognised you. Well, from a cartoon character.
This is what I was going to ask. Well, I was waiting for him to take a breath, because I wanted to say, did you at least manage to ask him, how the hell did you know it was me just by walking past you?
Good question, and I did. I missed that out because I forget stuff. I did ask him that. I said, oh, did you recognise me? And he went, your Christmas Day video.
Of course, the Christmas video.
I mean, listen, I know Mike's listened to this going.
Still on YouTube if anyone's interested.
Mike's going to be listening to this going, you asked me loads of questions, you forgot it. You forgot everything.
I'd recognise you over Charlie Boy any day.
And, but yeah, that's where he recognised us from. And of course, there's odd pictures of us, dotted about.
That's a very odd picture, but I was thinking he's clearly recognising from his cartoon character.
Our over at Moon that he recognised. You know what I mean?
That's literally brilliant.
If anyone else bumps into us, if you could ask for an autograph so we can now get one up on Mark, that'd be great.
Yeah. So there we go.
Well, that's brilliant. Absolutely brilliant. I've just got one thing to say. Before we move on to anything else.
Sounds serious.
Yep. Happy birthday, Rob.
Well, thank you very much.
It's quite all right. How old are you today?
I am 42.
I can't believe you've not lost count.
I honestly thought you'd all forgot.
Happy birthday, Rob. Forgot me.
I have not said happy birthday to you yet, so.
No, that's very true.
Happy birthday.
Well, so thank you, Mark.
What have you got?
Well, as you know,
yeah.
The skydive was an early birthday present.
Yeah.
So that's my main present.
That's
and
a right
actually,
cop out of another question.
I haven't actually opened the rest of them yet.
No, because you get into trouble.
Yeah, so I'll be opening them later.
Will you?
Yes.
Well, you won't be opening mine, because as you know, I don't buy you anything. I don't buy anyone anything.
I know. I've noticed.
Well, good. Well,
but listen, you saying happy birthday to me means everything, Mark.
Oh, yeah? Why are you smirking?
Because he knows he's not getting anything else.
Well, he's not going to get... You're not going to get anything.
I know I'm not.
I've got a question for you. You're all iPhone users, aren't you?
Yes.
Yes.
You know, on your voicemail, and you get the transcript, don't you?
Yeah. Yes.
How good is it for you guys?
Brilliant.
Is it?
Yeah, brilliant. Very good.
Well, I'm going to read one out that I got earlier today. Now, I use it for... So I'm not going to read too much of it because it's work-specific.
Yeah.
But it's... And it's not very good on my phone, I don't think.
It's
so
not
it
very
starts
good.
Off, this is how it starts. Hi, monkey. Jason's arranged coffee. Just give me a call.
Wow. Have you ever watched, I don't know whether your silly phone does it, but have you ever had your screen unlocked and a call's gone to voicemail and then you've looked at your screen? So you know the transcript... that it leaves on the voicemail.
Yeah.
It does it live in like it's on
well
like,
it's absolutely useless
on
really?
Your screen as it's saying it.
It doesn't even mean anything when I look at my transcripts. I'm like, what on earth is that supposed to
be? So you're buying an iPhone?
No.
Right, okay.
I never knew that. I don't think that's ever happened.
I only noticed it the other day. I only noticed it the other day because I wondered what it almost like. Look, I thought I'd pressed on something on my phone to bring up, you know, like song lyrics on Amazon Music when you listen to Amazon Music and you can click for lyrics.
Yeah,
and it tells
you.
It almost looked like that. I thought, oh, what have I done? And then I realised it was somebody leaving me a voicemail. And it was like dictating it on the screen.
I mean, clever, I don't know if it is just me, but I genuinely feel as though I'm becoming more and more disconnected to the technology of the phones in general. Like some of the setting changes.
It's because
every time
you get
an update,
that's
trying
what
to
it
keep
is.
Track of what's actually the new update.
Listen, Rob, welcome to my world. It's an age thing.
It is, and I think it's because you get to a level where you've got everything that you possibly need.
Yeah.
And then you're not interested in anything else. You're like, why would I want that? It does everything I want.
I have.
And for our parents, anything more than, look, you can make phone calls on it, and that's it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know, apart from the... people that share stuff on Facebook that aren't real and whatever, but yeah, it's
it is generally an age thing, isn't it?
You are right, you're absolutely right, and there's certain things, especially how I see the kids interact with technology in general on the phones and how fast they flick between things, or sometimes they'll see me doing something and they're like, why don't you just press that button, or why don't you just, and I'm just like, I didn't know that. Or whatever.
Yeah.
But I have made it a thing of mine. Probably over the past, I don't know, maybe 4 or 5 weeks, I've thought about it. I've seen a lot of stuff on TikTok about it. And I do want to try and utilise AI more.
Mm.
In everyday... everyday life makes it sound a bit dramatic, but like, you know, whether it be
3 days a week
helping me organize my emails or helping me organize my calendar or yeah. Do you know what I mean? There's all these tools out there now that is all there for
I get AI. Multiple reminders every day on social media, namely Instagram sort of thing, where it pops up with adverts about learning AI,
yeah.
And it'll come up with, and it shows you like 40 or 50 different AI apps that are all used for different things, and you're like, I mean, I know about ChatGPT and I know about the odd one or two, but you're like, no, this is a real thing.
Yeah.
Like, there are lots of apps specifically for different tasks, like you said, arranging your calendars and blah, blah, blah. And it does make you think, I'm definitely out of touch with technology when it comes to AI. And I think we do need to embrace it, don't we?
Yeah. Well, I think, because I think we are, three of us are young enough.
Wait, you're like, what are you
to still be alive and breathing.
I'm still here.
We are young enough. We are still young enough in our lives to embrace this. And I think that's the difference between our generation and maybe not so much the generation above us, but the generation above them.
Yeah.
Like my, you know, our grandparents and stuff like that. There was a barrier there, weren't there? There was an element of, I know it exists, but I'm not interested in learning it. I don't want to learn it, or I can't learn it. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Whereas I think our generation is a little bit different. We're almost like, no, we can. We've still got the intelligence and the smarts to work this out.
Yeah.
You know.
Yeah, we're in between, aren't we, almost? Yeah. Just sort of a little bit. I mean, you're right. I mean, my son, when I'm doing stuff on my phone, I mean, going back to what Rob was saying, obviously I'm older and I do struggle with technology sometimes, particularly on phones, you know, and apps and stuff. And I ain't got a clue. And like, I recently went to London with Ethan and I'm like, I'm trying to do Google Maps, and I know what Google Maps is, and it's doing. And he's like whizzing about on phone. Yeah. But what is strange, and I don't know if it's a common thing, but Ethan's not very good on a computer, so he doesn't know anything about spreadsheets, computers. And I'm not saying all kids are like that, but it's almost a lot. I mean, I don't know what your kids are like, Kirk, on a computer, phones, tablets, but they're not. I know they're computers, but they're not computers in. Do you know what I'm saying?
Well, I'll be honest with you.
I've never seen
Scarlett or Mimi on a desktop. Noah's all right, but Noah's got an interest in that. So yeah. Noah has dabbled about with a bit of coding and stuff like that. So he's quite comfortable in front of a computer. But I can't say that I've ever seen Scarlett or Mimi in front of a computer.
What about your kids? Are they? I'm talking about desktops here.
Well, desktop, laptop, same thing really, because people tend to have laptops more than desktops. But I know what you're saying, in that same sort of way.
It's a little bit of a, like I said, my son has an iPad, his iPhone, but computers he's not great with, because he's almost like, he's sort of, they've skipped that and gone straight to iPads, and of course they're foolproof, aren't they, in a way? They're not computers are.
They do
You're looking a bit confused, Rob.
You've asked me a bloody question.
I know,
you answer. Yeah, and you finish answering.
Thank you.
Answer me now. Come on.
I will. Time is of the essence for you.
He's off again. Come on.
Yeah, they both can use a laptop. Anyway, Rob.
Thank you. I'll take that off my list.
But I know what you're saying. There are things where if something doesn't work, they go like that. Dad, how do you fix this? You know, Leonie had an example the other day. She was trying to get some DJ software working, and it wouldn't load up or whatever. And she was like, Dad, what do I do with this? Whereas when I were Leonie's age, I would try and find out what the problem was. Well, I would find out what the problem was, and I'd resolve it to the point where now I know what I'm doing with whereas it's just, I think it's a generational thing, isn't it?
Yeah, absolutely.
Is it just me or?
Yes.
Yes.
Oh, okay. That, like, at one point, iPads were a massive thing. They became like.
Yeah, then they made the Mini.
They
were a lot smaller.
They did. That's true.
Are you going to go through them all, Mark?
We went through a stage, or maybe it's just me. We went through the stage.
That's because you put too much weight on.
We started using them, but now I've just completely gone away from them now, and I'd just rather go on my MacBook.
Which I understand, right? But I think it depends now what you want in what its use is. So, for instance, I've got an iPad Pro.
Yeah.
And with the proper magic keyboard and stuff like that. Right. So I use mine on a daily basis.
But more like a laptop?
Well, as a laptop or as to take notes in meetings or whatever it is, because that's what it's built for and designed for.
Right,
do you get what I mean?
Yeah.
So what other use would you have for a normal iPad in your kind of life?
Yeah.
Probably very little.
Yeah.
Well, you say that, but there are things, and we were talking about it the other day, things that you won't even be aware of, the capabilities.
Yes.
Are linking them and using them as a platform to use again, on your computer.
Yeah.
Like a drawing tablet.
Yeah.
Or yeah, yeah.
In Logic, you can use it as a remote, so you can do your mixing and stuff.
For TV?
Yeah.
Well, I'll get one.
Yeah, so you don't need... There's no wire attached to your TV anymore, Mark.
Really?
And you don't have to
when did they come out?
You don't have to go up and twist the tuners.
Little orange stick.
You'll be telling me next, the TVs are thin.
I bet there'll be something when you're using your video software and your photo software and whatever, where you'll be able to get a colour palette up on your iPad and link it to the software.
I must admit, there is one use that I use an iPad for. It's a very old iPad from 2000...
Right, am I closing my ears here?
I don't know why.
It depends where you're going. It depends where you're going with this.
You know what? I can't believe that you got there before any of us did.
We weren't even thinking that. What, you dirty-minded sod.
I know. I wasn't going anywhere near any of that. I was just going to say, I've got an iPad from probably, I bet it's probably 2013, maybe. Yeah, probably around there. And I use it for my auto cue when I'm filming, because it acts as a screen for the auto cue. But again, how often do I use that? Well, not very often.
Well, we know because we don't see any YouTube videos.
But outside of that, I'd never pick it up and go, "Oh, I'll have a look at the internet on here, or I'll watch YouTube on here, or because I'll either watch it on my phone or I'll go on my desktop." Do you know what I mean? Maybe it's just me.
It is your shoe.
However, that does make me think.
I don't use your iPad either.
No, I'm sure you haven't.
And I wouldn't if it's 2013.
No, bro, that's the problem. Every time I try and download an app, it says, you need number 13 and above or something. Yeah. But that has got me thinking now, that the whole, is it just me?
Oh, how surprising.
Yeah, well, it is one of them things, isn't it?
Mm.
Is it just me? Like, for instance...
We should put a post out on our socials.
Yeah.
Oh, you did put that post out, didn't you? Forgot about that.
Seamless link.
Did we get any responses?
Yeah.
Have we?
Yeah.
Oh, marvellous. Well, do you want to give me one? No, wait, I'll go first. So, this is an actual one for me. Is it just me?
Yes.
Yes. Yes.
Or do you have to spin the blades in your washing machine before you set it off to make sure... Then it's clear.
The blades.
Helen! Helen!
Yeah, he's asking one of those questions.
Yeah, you won't know.
In your dishwasher.
In the dishwasher. You've got your blades.
Do you mean your arms?
Oh, I thought you said washing machine.
Yeah. I thought he didn't. You know what? I'm going to listen to that when I edit, because I swear to God he said washing machine.
I thought you said
washing machine.
Oh, maybe I did.
And then
I
you meant said, dishwasher. And then you said blades. I'm like, what is he talking about?
I was like, blades in the washing machine?
Yeah. I meant dishwasher.
And you mean arms?
I don't have one.
If you want to call them arms, yeah, I call them blades because they spin.
But they're not blades.
All right. The arms. Do any of you spin the arms to make sure that it's clear of anything that it could catch on in the dishwasher?
I didn't even know that we'd got some of them inside our dishwasher.
You didn't even know you got a dishwasher.
I don't have a dishwasher.
Okay.
I've got one, but I don't. I won't say I don't.
You
I
mean, do. You spin it to see an electric.
To get a start.
I can just see you holding door ajar.
Spins it, he shuts door and opens door. Spins it, he shuts door and just keeps spinning.
Not that bad.
Chucking kettle water in, spinning it, shutting door.
Who do you think I am? God, no.
There's bits of noodles all over his kitchen.
No, I've got to connect to a bike and I cycle next to it.
You don't
spins.
Cycle anywhere, boy.
No, you're not going very fast on a penny farthing.
No, I don't. I mean, occasionally I might, but occasionally, you know, just to go, oh, spin. But you sound like you do it every time.
No, I do it every single
weirdo?
Time.
Why?
Because I've got to check to make sure it's not going to catch anything. Because if it catches all you're going to do is waste water and open it and they'll not be clean. Because it won't clean them. Oh. Did you seriously never use a washing machine, Mark?
Dishwasher.
Dishwasher.
You don't know how you work.
I put things in it and I take things out of it.
But you never set it off.
Ellen does all these like delayed setting things when it goes off at night.
All right, okay.
Yeah.
I don't know where buttons are.
Well, it's the thing.
They're inside thingy. You open door and on top there. And
it's the thing. I reckon there'll be loads of listeners that go, yeah, I agree.
And if you don't you set it off, do you go, does it bother you?
I reckon it would bother me. I've not forgot, but I reckon it would definitely bother me.
Okay. Does Gemma do it?
Do you?
I don't think so, no.
Let me ask you this then, while we're talking about washing machines. Do you wash the clothes or does Gemma?
Are we on washing machines now?
Do you want an easier question? We're talking about washing machines.
Washing machines.
Yeah. Do you wash clothes? Because if you don't, then I'll not.
Sometimes, yes.
Okay, so bend that in mind. That's what you do with a dishwasher. With the washing machine, do you spin the drum empty before you put clothes in?
No.
After I've emptied it.
To make sure his socks aren't stuck.
So I'll empty the clothes and then spin the drum to make sure there's nothing in it.
That's a logic, though, to that. I mean, I don't
know. Of course, I do it.
I do that too. But I don't know. I mean, he says he spins it to make sure there's... I mean, what's he talking about? I don't know.
It's a thing. It's a thing.
Yeah, it's an OCD thing.
Is it just me? Obviously, clearly, it is just me.
Yeah, it is just
me. So what have we got on Facebook?
Yeah, what's some questions?
So Catherine Wade.
Okay.
I think she's from Maltby. She wrote in and she said, I always wash my feet before getting into bed, even if I had socks on all day. No idea why. I just hate dirty feet.
Oh. I mean, I don't like dirty feet, but I normally shower at the end of the day.
I'm going to say, if you're going to wash your feet, you might as well wash all
the
Yeah.
And then somebody replied to her, Anne Ward, and replied, sometimes I can't sleep if my legs or feet feel a bit... .. So there, I am in the shower at 2:30 a.m.
Wow.
If her feet feel what? A bit furry or sweaty?
I think a bit like, leave that to your imagination.
Yeah. Oh, okay.
All right. Ick. Maybe.
Maybe.
Sweaty. I mean...
Although it does remind me... Sorry, I know it's going out. Because it does remind me of... So you know the guy that's on the podcast Shag Married Annoyed?
Yes.
Chris Ramsey. Chris Ramsey, thank you. He never wipes his bum after a poo.
Really?
Yeah.
Sorry, what?
What?
Yeah. He gets a shower.
Oh. So what happens if he's in public?
He doesn't poo in public.
What if he's at work? Well, hang on. What if he's like somebody like Mark?
I don't... he needed a shower.
He actually has to have a shower.
Has to have a shower.
After he's been to the toilet.
Otherwise, he doesn't feel clean. He can't... He's not clean enough.
I'm not going to mention him because I've not said I'd mention it, but I know somebody, when they were younger... If they went to a toilet for a number two, they had to strip completely naked.
Really?
Oh, okay. Yeah.
Well, that's interesting. That is it just me, or is he getting
older?
Well,
no, because he does it as well.
No.
Or used to.
Is it just me, or as you're getting older, do you tend to sit down more just for a wee?
All the time.
I thought you meant for a poo.
All the time.
Just for a wee.
Unless I'm at a urinal. Yeah. If I'm at home or whatever. Every time I go to the toilet, even if it's just for a wee, I will sit down.
I don't, unless, you know, feel a bit
I'm
a bit, on the feet.
Carry on, Mark. I
had a near miss the other day, though.
What, another one?
This was really funny, though. If it had gone wrong, it would have been catastrophically wrong.
Where were you this time, Medwall?
I'm not saying where I was, but I legged it to the toilet, right? And I got there, and the seat were up, and so... I would rush.
Was this a wee or a number two?
A number two. And you know when you're doing that thing when you're stamping your feet because you're trying to undo your button and everything?
Yeah.
Obviously, managed to...
De-robe.
De-robe.
Yeah. Pulled the seat down, but I pulled the lid down with it and sat down.
Your body just reacts.
And I looked down and I went...
No!
Literally jumped back up, managed to flick it back up and get back down on the seat. Oh, that were close.
Do you think we need to do a complete spin-off series of Mark and his poo adventures or something?
Well, no.
Because this is like getting out of control.
I know I keep mentioning it, but there's actually a feature on Shag Married Annoyed, which is poo stories.
Yeah.
Every time, Mark, on it. Yeah, every time they have a jingle and everything.
But their stories are shit.
I'm pleasantly surprised.
Do your Jesus joke. Go on, Rob.
I'm pleasantly surprised that it isn't just me that does that.
Well, Rob Kirk does.
Yeah.
But I'm a bit freaked out that you need to sit down.
Why?
Because you're saying about when you get older. I mean, I've never done that ever.
I mean, you should literally be sitting down constantly.
What's the matter with you three?
You know, if you're feeling a bit tired, you go, do you know what? I'm just going to sit down.
Sometimes I just think I've got to aim. I've got to clean up afterwards.
I'll clean up afterwards.
I've only just cleaned windows and curtains.
What's going on? I see it as an excuse just sit on TikTok for a bit.
Yeah.
We had some like food related things that were sent in.
Okay.
We had one from Charlotte Lawson, who said, cheese and jam sandwiches usually get a raised eyebrow.
I replied,
I'm not surprised.
it's not even
the weirdest sandwich combination, she replied. Peanut butter and cucumber, ham and honey, cheese and Marmite, mashed potato and cheese. I mean, mashed potato and cheese, I'd like that, I think.
That's a thing.
Depends how I feel, but cheese and jam is a favourite.
Well, you commented saying, what were your reply back, Mark?
You should listen, Mark.
I did. I forgot.
Is it just me or don't you listen?
I do listen. I forgot. What were your reply back to the?
I'm not surprised.
I'm not surprised. Now, if Kurt wouldn't have said that, because you're going to say something that you're not surprised, are you?
I love cheese and jam sandwiches. Yeah. One of my favourite things to eat when I'm, and I know it's not quite, well, is it a sandwich? We'll go into that debate in a minute.
If it's on bread, it is.
Well, it's not. That's what I'm saying.
What? Oh, it's not on bread. No, it's not a sandwich then.
Is it not?
What's it on? Pitta?
So, if you let me finish my story,
that's what happened.
Mainly when I'm on holiday or whatever. I don't know why, but I like to get a croissant, cut it in half, jam, well, butter, jam, and cheese, and sometimes a bit of ham.
Oh wow!
Okay.
I mean, I'm all for the cheese and ham on a croissant, especially
when
that's
the thing. Yeah, but I have jam on it.
However.
But I like sweet foods. I like sweet foods.
Yeah, and that said, would you not say that jam is not very similar to a chutney?
Yes.
Yeah.
And when you think chutney and cheese, that's hand in hand, isn't it?
Yeah.
So that doesn't surprise me at all.
You don't get strawberry chutney, do you?
Well, no. But
it's called jam.
Yeah. Anyway.
Yeah, but hold on. I'm not even finished with that one.
Are you going to start your sentence with, is it just me?
No.
Is that what you're going to say?
It's not just me.
Because peanut butter and cucumber.
Now, that's a bit weird.
Yeah, that's one I've never heard of. But when I think about it, I'm like, I'd try that.
I don't know. Well, listen, I'd try anything. I'd put anything in a sandwich, meat.
Anything. I'm sure I've watched a documentary about food before, about weird combinations. We don't have them generally, but they do work as a flavour thing.
Yeah.
I think I've seen it. Have you not seen this?
You've not said anything yet, Mark.
I watched a documentary where they got two different food combinations that we normally don't have. A bit similar to what this lady's said. And they've tested it out with people who've not had it, and they've gone, well, that works.
Yeah.
But they would not naturally have it together.
Yeah.
But scientifically, they're going, well, it should work.
Yeah, because
it's got
an element of sweetness, an element of saltiness.
But we don't have them as
ham and honey. Well, that, you get honey roasted ham, don't you?
Yeah.
So again, I get that for sure.
Just while we're talking about sandwiches, because I love sandwiches. And is it a sandwich? Does it have to be in bread to be a sandwich?
No, it doesn't. Because something sandwiched is something sandwiched, isn't it? Something between something.
But probably one of my favorite, because I used to just eat salad cream sandwiches when I was a kid.
So bread with salad cream.
No, that's not for me. No.
One
of my favorite sandwiches is Yorkshire pudding and mashed potato sandwiches.
Yeah, you've said this before.
Yeah.
That is just mental
Yorkshire
to me.
Yorkshire pudding and what, sorry?
Mashed potato.
You should listen, Mark.
I do listen. He says it's quick and my brain doesn't. Right, okay.
Yorkshire pudding and mashed potatoes. And lasagna sandwiches. Pasta sandwiches.
Right, that's weird.
So it's like...
Have you ever had a pasty sandwich? Like a Cornish pasty sandwich?
What, in bread?
Yeah.
No, but I'm in for it.
I mean, I can't have one now, but...
I mean, I don't... The whole potato and bread...
Yeah. Starch, chip butter,
yeah. But I don't know, the mashed potato on a sandwich and then it's a Yorkshire gorgeous. Pudding as well.
Weird.
It's just like carbs in carbs in carbs.
Yeah. There's two things. If you're having mashed potatoes on bread, it's either with gravy or brown sauce.
Oh, yeah, brown sauce. Yeah, absolutely.
I once,
when I were younger, Rob, right, and I'm not condoning this, I'm not saying it's healthy or whatever, but when I was younger, I sat and I made my own tea, right? And I sat, and you know the pouches of Smash you could get, the powder flakes?
Oh, yeah.
Of Smash?
Yeah.
I wasn't a fan, but if you put enough butter in, it's all right, butter and salt. And I made the whole pouch, right? I made the whole pouch, made this massive bowl, like mixing bowl?
Yeah.
A mixing bowl of mashed potato, right, and just took it into the living room with a loaf of bread. and just sat
dipping the bread in the mash.
No, making the sandwich.
But you were like this one, yeah?
Yeah. Yeah. Making the sandwich, putting the mash in the middle, folding the bread over.
Wow.
I used to have mashed
full loaf of bread
when I was younger, yeah.
And a full box of smash.
Anyway, yeah. Another one then. So, yeah. And I'm not making this name up. So Zoe cake bread.
Yeah.
Brown sauce on toast. It's the future. Oh. Everyone else thinks it's strange.
Do you know
yes,
what?
Zoe, okay. It is.
I've never
strange.
I've never had that. However, if I have a bacon sandwich, I actually prefer it when it's on bread, when it's toasted.
Oh no.
I honestly, if it's on a bread cake, different. Bread cakes, I love a bacon sandwich.
Sorry,
on
I'm
going to
do
cake.
A mark here. Say that again.
So, if I have a bacon sandwich.
Yeah.
You should listen,
if
Mark.
If it's on a bread cake.
Yeah.
That's different. That's yeah. fine. But if it's on bread, two yeah. slices of bread, I much prefer it when the bread's toasted.
Do you know something? I'm saying.
Are you?
Yeah, I really yeah. like. Yeah. Like a BLT yeah. or toast.
Yeah.
It winds me up. You know, if you go to a pub or like that yeah. and you order a sandwich, like a bacon sandwich or a BLT or whatever, and it comes with toast instead of bread or like yeah. toasted, it really winds me up.
Do you
up.
Know what, though? If you just said to me, how does a BLT come? And yeah. I said, toasted bread with bacon, lettuce and tomato. I would have, in really? My head, that's what a BLT is. It's on toasted bread.
Even I really like a club sandwich. We all know what we mean yep, by a club yep. sandwich, yeah.
Yeah, them chocolate biscuits.
Yeah. Yeah. Rob, can you tell me what club stands for?
If you like a lot of...
It's a club sandwich.
Chicken, well, it's lettuce, chicken, unicorns lettuce. And bacon.
You got three words
it
right.
It is just chicken, lettuce and tomato.
No, it isn't.
Chicken, lettuce and bacon.
So what does the U stand for?
Under bacon.
It is.
Is it really?
It is. Chicken lettuce under bacon.
I was joking when I said that.
No, it is. It is. That's what it stands
for. I never knew that.
He's under bacon like underpants. Is it like...
yeah.
Would you wear it?
Even if I order a club sandwich.
What, a club sandwich?
And normally they would come toasted, absolutely. Yeah. I'd ask for it not toasted.
Right.
Could you imagine going to Butcher's? Can I have a pair of underbacons, please?
Underbacons.
Well, getting back to what I was saying, back to what she was saying, is that I like brown sauce on my bacon sandwich. So technically, I am having brown sauce on toast, but I've just got bacon in it. So I absolutely can imagine having brown sauce on toast.
Bobby Late says, anyone that uses cutlery for pizza or a slice of cake or a hot dog, etc. It's weird.
I agree.
Yeah.
Maybe not a slice of cake. I would eat a slice of cake with a fork.
I would, but I'd rather just pick it up.
Yeah.
Yeah, when he says cutlery, does he mean a knife and fork?
Custard.
Yeah.
I love custard. Oh,
custard. Yeah. I'm craving custard.
Let's have a minute for custard.
I like custard.
Flapjack and custard.
I could have a hot tub full of custard.
Apple pie.
Do you prefer apple pie or
particularly
apple
cumble? Not the minute.
I prefer apple crumble, to be fair.
Yeah, me too.
Yeah, apple crumble.
But yeah, because flapjack and custard I love, and everyone thinks I'm weird for that. Yeah.
I don't think I've ever had it.
And a bit more light-hearted note. Well, it's not really weren't.
Swiftly moving on.
Swiftly moving on. Paul Cook, he says, I've got Asperger's, so I do lots of strange things. Bless him. Thanks for listening, everybody. Thanks for feeding back to us.
You can send us some examples.
Yeah. What about you then, Mark? Have you got some...
I have, but I just can't think of them.
Right, well, I'm going to say something that really... And I don't know why it's really bothering me at the minute. And it can't be just me that it's bothering. So, and I have an example. Every time I go to where I'm going to in the morning when I'm going to work, we go for a meeting at a particular place. And there's a junction. And when you're approaching the junction from the inside, so you're coming down to the giveaway, point of giveway, cars that are coming across in front of you turn into the opposite side, into the opposite lane to go back up where you've just come from. And they cut your corner off. When did that start happening?
What? The junction, they're cutting over the junction.
Yeah, so
you're
just rolling up to it and they're almost going to crash into you and you're like, what are you doing? And you should be on that side of the road.
And it's your fault. They look at you as in, what are you doing?
I'm like, it can't be just me that it's bothering.
It bothers me.
That would bother me, mate. It's almost like lazy driving.
Don't cut the corner.
I'm not going to go a little bit further and have to do quite a steep turn. I'm just going to cut across diagonally.
I mean, I'll cut the corners if I can see.
If there's nothing
but
there.
But these cars clearly can't see because you're pulling up to it and they can't see you and they cut.
They're just doing
it
anyway.
Don't cut the corner.
Well, that's like getting to them painted roundabouts and going round it. Just go through it. Do you know what I mean?
I must admit, there's one of those. There's a funny roundabout.
Funny.
I'm trying to think. It is a funny one, yeah. And I still don't know how you use it. I want to say it's at Wakefield or somewhere like that. And it's a massive roundabout, and then on the outside of the roundabout is like a almost like a block paved, like
a pre-roundabout.
Oh yeah, yeah.
Like a block paving area around the roundabout.
Yeah.
That's flush with the road.
Yeah.
Now is that bit of the roundabout that you're not allowed to drive on, or can you?
Well, that's what I've just said.
No, it's not painted. It's a proper roundabout.
All right.
But then there's a bit on the outside of the roundabout. It's block paved.
Block paved.
Yes, I do know.
Is it decorative, or is it you're not allowed to drive on that bit?
Well, I go straight over it. Not over the roundabout. I go over the. I go round.
I know someone who's done that before as well, don't I, Rackham?
naming any names, Rackham.
I'll go for it.
Yeah, no, I don't know if I've ever seen one of them. If I'm honest,
you would have.
I'm gonna try to remember where it is. I'll take you, and I'll be like, I'll present you the roundabout, and I'll go, right, this is the roundabout. What do you do with it? Because you do get some people that go all the way around the periphery,
yeah.
And then you get some people that go, why would I do that? When
I would say, knowing what I'm like, I wouldn't be going around it.
No,
definitely not. Is it just me that when you
it is just you?
Yes.
You haven't heard it yet. When you're watching a film. You have to turn your soundbar up, or if you haven't got a soundbar, your TV up, to a much, much higher volume than what you'd ever watched TV before, just because it's a film and you want to feel like you're in the cinema.
Yeah, I know what you mean.
That's just reminding me of something.
I want to feel engrossed in it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm not the only one then.
No.
Oh, that's
good. Like watching an action film with quiet TV, it's like you're not going to feel it.
I can't disagree with you, but the only thing I can say is I have my TV quite loud for everything.
Well, I must admit, so do I.
I don't understand. So Daisy started going through this thing at the minute where she'll be watching something on Netflix, and she'll turn the volume right down and she'll put the subtitles on.
What?
Why?
And I'm like, what are you doing? No. She's like, I like the subtitles on. I'm like, why do you want an English test while you're trying to watch? I don't understand. For me, as soon as you switch subtitles
you just start
reading the subtitles. That's it. You miss the program.
You're reading the book.
Absolutely.
Yeah. All details gone behind the writing.
Or people that have the volume really low and almost have to make an effort to listen. I'm like, look, just turn it up. You don't have to. Yeah. You don't have to have that effort. It can just drift into your ears.
Yeah.
And you don't have to strain yourself. Is it me though? I have got one.
Yeah.
Is it me? You've got to have your volumes on an even number.
Yeah.
We've mentioned this before.
Have we?
I think you remember that, but you can't remember what someone's just said three seconds ago? We have spoken about that.
You have mentioned that before, yeah. Definitely.
Volumes.
I've got a bit of a thing. And is it just me? But you know when you're listening to certain TV channels, Sky Sports are the worst. Absolute worst. You'll have your volume set, and then when it comes in with a dun, 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 the Sky Sports music, it's about 30 really decibels louder than everything else.
Yeah, yeah.
And then the advert, and you're like, you turn it down.
Yeah.
And then the advert's finished, and it comes back on really quiet, and you turn it back up, and you're like, oh my God.
While we're talking about TVs
and stuff.
I'm not going off it, I'm still not saying.
All right, okay. Well, can I just say, Matt, this is not really falls into that category, but what bugs me when what you watch, particularly films,
You haven't watched a film.
I occasionally do. It was in black and white, last film we watched. When you watch a film and the audio starts before the visual comes on. So there'll be...
You need to stop watching dodgy streams.
It happens all the time in films and TV shows.
You're in a voiceover?
You're watching
Bruce Lee Enter the Dragon?
No, you'll know exactly what... It happens a lot in TV programs. There'll be, like, say, sat on a train, right? And they've said something. And then the camera will pan round to whatever. And then you'll hear, obviously, the main actor start talking. But the visual is still on the train.
Yes.
And then it might only be...
It's called an L cut.
Okay. And then literally a second later, it'll cut.
Yeah.
And I'm like...
It's the most seamless way of transitioning between two scenes.
It frustrates the hell out of me.
Really?
Who do I complain to about that?
Oh, see, I like it.
Everybody else in the world apart from you.
Well, Kirk and Mark, do you know what I'm talking about here?
I do know what you're talking about.
Well, when you first started talking, I thought you were talking about a lip sync error where you got sound moving.
You obviously clearly...
It's done in a way, correct me if I'm wrong, Rob.
I know what you mean with an L cut. Something's happening, but it cuts away whilst they're still talking.
So it's meant to be so it's a bit more real that it's softer on your eyes.
My tiny little brain's looking at a train and there's a bloke talking. I'm going, I'm still on train. What? Don't start talking. Yeah. Cut to, because it'll cut to an office.
It will cut to a different scene.
It'll cut to an office and they're talking. I'm like, hang on a minute. It, that's that that line. He started talking that line whilst he walked train. Then it's cut.
Do you know this topic was a good idea on paper?
It frazzles my brain. It really does my head in.
What I want to ask you? What is an acceptable volume level?
What
is an acceptable TV volume?
I don't think there is one.
Not
that I could describe. It's, you know, when you're not wincing, that's probably.
Well, I'd say I have mine at when I'm watching a film, 70.
Yeah, but that depends on your TV.
Wow.
It's 70% of the volume of the.
Yeah, but not all TVs are like that.
Because well, they all go to 100.
No, they don't.
Yeah, but Kirk's right because my TV's on 9, and that's loud.
My TV's on
12.
You
won't turn it up anymore because it'll use more electric.
but right there, Kirk, his is on 9, yeah. Mine's on 60. There's no way that 9 is going to be similar to the 60.
But you had it on 70 before.
Well, 60 or 70.
Depends what the scale is. So if his TV only goes to 10... His 9's going to be louder than yours.
It does go to 100.
Stop just presuming. Mine doesn't go to 100.
What does it go to?
60.
Really? I'll be very shocked if it doesn't go to 100.
Okay.
I don't know
what I've got to say to these people
I've
anymore.
I've never known a
yes,
TV.
Yes, Rob, I'm
not
lying to you.
My
TV goes to 100.
I think what you're getting, you've got to bear in mind, Rob, is you're just talking about a TV. Don't forget, most people have got TV set boxes. So I've got a TV box that a volume, and then a TV a volume. So that's going to, and they're both set slightly.
You know, I want to know why they've even got numbers.
No,
because you're only saying it's what it sounds like, yeah. Aren't you? You're not going, oh, it's too quiet that, but that's
so my
normally the number
my,
I have it on.
My Sky Glass TV downstairs, when I first got it, that had numbers.
And now it hasn't. They don't need numbers.
They haven't got numbers at all.
The TV I was talking about before is one in my bedroom.
Yeah, yeah.
Which is a Samsung TV.
Yeah.
And quite an old one, though. And the one I've got downstairs is Sky Glass. And when
what
I first
make
got
is,
it...
What make is a Sky Glass?
Oh.
Sky, isn't it?
No, there'll be a manufacturer.
There is a manufacturer.
LG or somebody like that.
Ting Tong Hygiene from China.
I want to say Bush, but I'm not
Bush.
Bush, yeah.
That's terrible.
Chuffing hell.
Yeah.
Wow. Get rid of it.
Wow. Do you know what? I might be wrong there.
You must be wrong.
Acoustic Solutions.
You must be wrong.
Is it Amstrad?
50 quid.
Well, that's again, Sky charged 200 quid a month.
But what amazes me is
it's actually really affordable, Sky Glass.
When you say, well, I'm not surprised it's a Bush TV. When you say you've got two different volumes on your thing,
TP Vision.
Who?
TP Vision, a Dutch company.
Yeah, never heard of. Well, yes. I'm confused as to why when you've got a set-top box that has don't you link it to your TV so it's just all one volume?
I did, but then. It then messed it up and I contacted, because you know I'm not on Sky anymore, I dumped her, so I'm on, is it Freesat I'm on now? Yeah. So I contacted Freesat, they went, yeah, we've got a bug in program and we went to update it, so you can't link them at the moment. But it's been like that for 2 years apparently.
Well, I can't help but think that if he's listening to his TV at 9, I would not be able to hear it. And I
you wouldn't do from your house, he lives in Mexico.
but I'm telling you, if I were in his room, I'd be like, you need to turn this TV up. I can't.
But I've got a soundbar as well.
He'd have to turn it up for me because it's on an odd number.
Well,
yeah, pick
absolutely.
One.
Exactly. Yeah, but when I go around to other people's houses, I always found myself sitting there thinking, why can't we just turn this up? It's too quiet.
Why are you going around to people's houses to watch it? Do you want to watch your TV?
Yeah, well, they've turned it down so they can have a conversation with you.
Yeah, I know, but I'd rather watch what's on TV. It's entertaining stuff. So, I've got another one for you. Yeah. Is it just me?
Yes.
The Uber's up after they've cut the grass.
Uber's up?
Yeah. What, the house?
No.
The grass?
The outside.
The grass?
Not the grass, but the patio.
It's funny you should say this because...
Don't say me, he does it.
I Ubered our patio the other day. Yeah.
It's Ubered a thing.
It. Yeah.
Honestly. And so the really bugs me when you've got a grass that then back joins up to a patio.
Joins.
And you can't not get that part of the grass that's right next to the patio, but obviously, well, any of them, they all spin, don't they, to some degree. And it just flicks grass all over your patio, mess everywhere, especially when you use an edger, if we're going around edges,
yeah.
And it just goes everywhere.
Mine wasn't for grass. I'd been cutting some timber and I got sawdust on patio.
Right,
and I was trying to sweep it and I was like, it won't move.
I'm going to say, have you guys not heard of a brush? I mean, a garden brush.
Listen, a brush doesn't do it though. It gets,
or a garden blower. Why are you using a vacuum cleaner?
So do you use your household vacuum cleaner?
Well,
do you have a garden one?
And the head, okay. He's old, Henry.
Well, don't tell Ellen I didn't.
And Henry, Henry lives in garage.
Yeah, yeah.
And so I got him out and gave him a blast. And do you know what?
He loved
it. Unbelievable. I was like, this is amazing. How have I never used this before?
I mean, I've seen people use blowers.
Yeah.
But normal people.
But
that just blows it somewhere else.
Yeah.
It doesn't actually get rid of it.
Onto somebody else's garden.
Yeah, well, normally just around your own patio. But this time I was like, well, I've done it more than once. And I'm like, this is amazing. Gets rid of all the grass that's all over your patio, even in the cracks and everywhere. It's brilliant.
Hey, Mark.
Me?
No, other one. Ask Rob what the view's like from his shed window. His brand spanking new shed that's in his back garden with lovely three windows in the shed.
Hey, Rob. This fantastic new shed you've got with fantastically lovely new three windows, what's the view like?
Well, first off, the shed's lovely.
And how nice are the windows?
The view, not so much.
And the view out of the shed looks at a fence panel and a brick wall.
Seven P's, Rob.
Why did you buy it with windows?
So
because it was cheap. Because it was cheaper than wood.
No. Yeah. So ultimately, there are gaps.
I can't wait.
There are gaps where the fence doesn't quite come high enough where the windows are.
Yeah, it gives it that, you know, that prison feel.
Yeah. So you do. Get, the idea is that I get more light in the shed. Right, and I knew I was putting the shed with glass windows against a wall and a fence. However, they're not that high, and I didn't know how high the shed came, and I didn't know how high they'd put the glass windows.
Well, you didn't check this out. No,
well, they made it bespoke, and I said put the glass windows as high as you can physically
like
get them
on the roof.
Yeah, and they did. But still, it's not quite enough. It's fine.
And can you not get fence panels with windows fitted?
I'm just going to cut...
That's what I said.
I'm just going to knock the wall down and cut the fence down. And then they'll be fine.
Knock the wall down?
There. Well, not just take the top off.
Right.
Because I won't ever be able to see because it's behind the fence.
That's a lot of effort. You could just put a shed that's...
I mean,
no windows.
I might end up leaving the brick part, but the fence panels, I'll just cut them down. But really, it's a shed. It's not a summer house. So I'm not sitting in it, but I thought the windows would just let a bit of light in.
A bit of light, okay.
Yeah, a very little bit.
It's a lovely shed.
It is a lovely shed.
It looks lovely.
But yeah. Anyway, I ain't got any more. Is it just me? I'm about out.
I just can't think. I'll have to come back on it.
Every time. I'll come back another week and talk about it.
He will. In about three weeks' time, he'll see her and go, can you remember when we were talking about that podcast?
I will come back.
I've got a 72 item list here.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
I hinted at this earlier. I've got a train story for you.
Oh.
So
we need it out of time here.
So me and Ethan went... Go on.
Where are we going?
We're going to London.
Right, okay.
So me and Ethan went to London, so all fine there. We came back from London. All fine. So
that's it, end of story.
End of story.
Went to London, all fine. Came back, all fine.
I don't believe you.
So the plan was to get the train from London back to Doncaster and then the little shuttle train, if you whatever you want to call it.
Another train from
Doncaster back to Mexborough. And I'd bought the tickets on the train while we're coming back on London because I knew we were on time. Fine. But the gap sort of thing we're about 25 minute gap, you know, getting off that train, fine. But the train before that, I knew we wouldn't be able to get it, so sort of thought...
Time-wise, a bit close.
So fine. So anyway, we get us off the train from London at Doncaster and I checked the board for the train that I booked and I forgot what time it was. I don't know. 10:25 or whatever, and it said to Sheffield because that's where the train goes to, and we get off at Mexborough, of course. And it were a northern train service. Fine. However, I could see on the board there was another train, northern train, and that went to Sheffield, and that was in at the station, across from there. Mm-hmm. And I thought we could run and get that. So I said, well, come on, Ethan. So off we went, run across, jumped on train. And I said to Ethan, I said, make sure it's going to Mexborough, because obviously we get, he said, right, fine. So we jumped on. I said to Ethan, is it going to Mexborough? Yeah, I've checked with guy. We sat down, doors closed, it sets off, and he goes, this train's going to Sheffield, no stops. Like, and so we're on the wrong train. So like now I'm thinking, my head first of all goes, hang on a minute, I've paid for tickets. So you know I don't like wasting money. I've paid for tickets. Now I've got to, I haven't got any tickets for this train, and I now can't buy the tickets, and there's, you run a risk of getting fined.
Yeah.
And we're going to Sheffield. And I'm like, I don't want to go to Sheffield. Does it stop at Rotherham? No, it doesn't stop at Rotherham. It just goes straight through to Sheffield.
So,
however, there is a stop at Medwall.
But I thought Ethan had asked.
In fairness to him, he had, and the guy apparently said it was going to Mexborough. Now, I didn't hear that conversation. So yeah.
It's going through Mexborough, but it's not stopping.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, I could say it were Ethan's fault, but I guess it's my fault as well, because obviously I didn't check. But we're both sat on train going. Bear in mind, we've been to London, we're tired.
Yeah.
It's late at night, and I'm like... So we got, well, obviously, we conductor came down, and I'm honest. I'm like, look, we don't have the tickets. We've got wrong train. He's like, yeah, you got a wrong train. Bad news is I don't think there's no trains and all this. I'm thinking, oh no, to please. Anyway, he's fine. So we get off at Medwall. There's nobody about at this time because it's like, you know, off 10 at night. And then we have to then buy more tickets to then get all the way back to Mexborough.
Oh, I bet you were chuntering all the way back.
Yeah, what is
all
it?
The way back.
Well, I weren't too bad, to be fair, because it were both his fault, really.
I bet you were blaming Ethan, though, weren't you?
Well, I were, and he were blaming me. He's like, you're in charge, Dad. You're my dad. You should have sorted it out. And I went,
he's right.
He's
right.
Well, he did check to see if it went to Mexborough.
Well,
I can honestly just imagine you. I can imagine you eating you alive that you're on wrong train, and you're thinking, I asked you to check.
Yeah, that's exactly
and
what happened.
You came back and said, yeah, it went there.
Yeah, and he said to me, well, you should have checked, Dad. But I did the thing is, because I felt like I was in a no-win situation, because if I would have got, when I said to him, did you check? And he said, Mexborough. I could have then got up and go, I'm going to check. But he would have gone, what were you checking for, Dad? Do you not trust me? So, because he's an adult, so I had to put my trust in him. So, but I'm not saying that's his fault.
I'm not doing that again.
Did you have a good time in London?
We had a great time. Yeah, we're great. Really, we're great. We went.
And
to
how was Medwall?
Well, they were closed when we got there.
what were you going
to
say?
We went to the Brewdog bar that me and you
in Waterloo.
In Waterloo, yeah.
Yeah.
So that was he loved it there. That was great. So
I do have one question for you.
Yes.
Did you manage to speak to your wife about this miss?
I did about this Miss Philippines. Yes. So I've got a bit of a clarification on this. So you know we were talking about Sean from Barnsley, whatever her name were, right? Yeah. So because I said to Aina, why is this, you know, what's happening here? So she says, well, the reason she can enter is because she's married to a Filipina guy. So that's why she can enter.
So you can enter through marriage?
Well, I were a bit like, hang on, that makes no sense.
So
but that sounds like our immigration system, that, doesn't it?
Yeah, don't worry, Labour's going to sort it. So you also said, because the last time you gave us the update on it, you said that she was going to be, she's going for Miss Philippines
of
Mexborough.
Miss Philippines of Mexborough for this, I can't pronounce it, Mahalakia.
What?
Mahalakia.
Okay, and is that right? Was you correct in that information?
Yes.
So she's representing Mexborough, or will be if she gets voted. She'll be representing Mexborough in a...
Well, no, just online. It's not. She's not going somewhere to on stage.
But she's representing Mexborough in, what is it, a national
sort of South
competition.
Yorkshire Eurovision Song Contest, is it?
I don't think it's a national thing. I don't think people in London are going, look, like, we need to get Miss Philippines London winning here. I think it's just a more local up north
just
thing.
Mexborough.
She's representing Mexborough in Mexborough's competition.
No, it's like a northern type area thing. So there's a Miss Wakefield, a Miss Sheffield, Filipina type thing.
Right.
You're with me.
And she's going for Miss Mexborough.
Mexborough, that's right. So, like, you can vote for her from Wakefield, Miss Philippines.
And then
Philippines.
When she wins, if she wins
Well,
Miss
she's
Mexborough.
Winning at the minute because she knows that because it's all about how many likes she gets on a photo.
Mm-hmm. Oh,
and
right,
I think you guys have already liked it. Is that right? Have you done it, Mark? Mark's looking glazed over. I mean, Rob's done it. He's not even got Facebook.
Well, Gemma did it on my behalf.
Daisy's has done it.
So if she wins, then normally that's one round, then the next round is...
This is it. It's just one round and she wins.
Oh, brilliant.
And that's it.
Well, it sounds like she's going to win.
What do they win?
I didn't get as far as that. I don't
tune
know.
In next week.
I think she just wins the,
for the third instalment.
For the benefit of the time, I'm doing air quotes. I think she just wins the title of that. Time at the bar, please. So I've got this is something else. I've got some raffle tickets that I'm hoping that you'll get by.
How much are they?
£5 each.
How much? Never mind how much are they. What's it for?
What do you win?
Yeah.
A one-way flight to Philippines.
I'm in. Yeah.
Let me put my glasses on. I think
you get a family bonus bucket of hard chicken.
It's a return. I joke. It's a return ticket to the Philippines if
is
you
it
win.
Really?
Oh, you were being serious about going. The prize is to go to Philippines.
Yes.
Oh.
Although the second prize,
we could ship two for one ticket.
somebody, I don't know who's done the ratio there, because the second prize is £50. I'm not sure that ratio wise, what should we have for return flight?
You say ratio, or is that just what to expect when you get to the Philippines?
Second prize.
I don't really like hard chicken.
I mean, he says here about free hotel accommodation for two in La Calama de Boracay. Two nights, 3 days with buffet breakfast.
So
the first prize is a 3 day holiday.
Yeah, well, it does say...
To the Philippines.
Well, I'm just reading what it says off the ticket.
Well, yeah, I believe you.
Return ticket.
Can I have a look?
Have you
printed these yourself?
No, by all means, you can look at them, yeah.
And second prize is £50.
Well, that's what it means on there. Which, I'm hoping I don't win second prize, to be fair.
And who's hosting this? Where have they come from?
You're asking me too many questions here. I don't know. I need to draft Aina in to ask her.
I mean, I'm in. For £5, I'm in.
And what we're talking about Philippines, and I only learnt this over there, I should have known, really. But in Philippines, they don't have, and this is sometimes, and you guys probably know sometimes when you talk to them, they don't have words for him and her in the Philippines. So sometimes when I'm talking to Aina, she'll go, oh, yeah, so I'm talking to him, and I'm going, him? And she'll go, oh, yeah, I don't mean him, I mean her, because they don't have him and her. So in Philippines, right... And again, this is what I learned the other day. So a Filipino, right, is a man. And a Filipina is a woman. So if they refer to a Filipino, they've referred to a woman. That's why they don't have he or she.
Well, that's like Spain, isn't it?
Well, similar, I guess.
Senor is him Senora is...
Yeah. But the only reason I didn't know that is because you when you're talking about it, you'll go, is she Filipino or Filipino?
Yeah, yeah.
You know, but I thought that would refer to, like, is he British, you know, because there's British being male or female.
Yeah, yeah.
But Aina says, no, when you say Filipino, it's a man, and Filipina is a woman. And but they have no word, as in translated word, for him and her.
Every day is a school day.
You took the words out of my mouth.
Oh. There you go.
What are the words you're going to take out of my mouth?
He's scrutinising them, Mark.
I was wondering whether the adjudicator had...
I'm just reading because it said...
Yeah. Thank you.
Yeah, but you've not read it properly.
Oh, so, okay. Did I?
Yorkshire... I'm going to try and read it. Mahalika Filipino Club Grand Raffle Draw 2025. It looks to me like the main prize is one return ticket to the Philippines. Okay. Because then it says, plus consolation prizes. One times cash prize, £50. One times cash prize, £25. Free hotel accommodation for two at La Caramela de Boracay. Two nights, 3 days of coffee breakfast. Food hampers and many more.
Oh,
so they're the consolation prizes.
Yeah.
So the main free prize... hotel accommodation... Is that a hotel that's over here? That's a Filipina hotel, or is it a hotel over there? But you don't get the flights, but you can win the flights, but you don't get the whole hotel. If you get the hotel, you don't win the flights.
I'm getting really confused. Well, the Boracay is in the Philippines.
It sounds like you get there, but you don't get back. If you do get there, you've got no hotel.
So yeah. Anyway, Guy, are you buying tickets or not?
Yes, Mom.
Yes, mate. It's for charity.
It is.
I don't know if we even asked what charity, but yes.
Yeah, it's not nothing to him. I'm not pocketing up making any money from this. I'm just trying to help Aina sell some tickets, bless her, and boost her cause. She's doing it for charity.
Have you finished reading, Kirk?
He's still reading. He's getting literally his small print out of here.
I mean, you're right. It's a separate prize.
Yeah.
Separate prize.
So you can get flies or a hotel.
Fantastic. Yeah. I'm in.
Anyway.
Yeah, show us the
support
wheel.
A charity.
Thank you all.
You're very welcome.
Try again, Rob.
Show spin the wheel.
Absolutely.
Yes.
Oh, here we go.
Oh, it's spinning.
What's it going to be?
Oh,
I'm just so excited.
Oh. Come on.
He's nearly there.
The Wheel of Features.
So last week was plot puzzle.
Yep.
So would you like a reminder of the Please. Five words? So Skyfall, Resolve, Countdown, Loss, Miners.
Yes. And I think I remember I said Armageddon, didn't I?
You did.
And I think you two went, that were a good guess. So yeah. if I'm wrong, yeah. I'll be like really disappointed.
I think the Miners bit's incorrect, but I think you're right.
Yeah, yeah,
I have got no better.
I'll be amazed if answer. It is.
It's correct. It's Armageddon.
which I must admit,
that one film that you've watched.
I'm on that.
Well done, Mark.
I'm stunned.
It worked, but I must admit, when I was doing it last week and I was reading it out, and then you guys were like, no, they're not miners, they're oil drillers. I sat and I thought, yeah, they are. They are oil drillers.
Well, why didn't you tell us?
Well, because that would have definitely given it away.
Yeah, but I was right, so...
You were right, Armageddon.
No, well done, Mark.
Yeah, I am astonished by that.
That's very good. Poof. Shall we spin the wheel?
Let's yes.
spin it. I'll do it. Here we go. I've got just the person for that, Mark. There you go, Mark.
Yes?
I feel like... That Mark?
No, other one.
Oh. I wondered what that was.
Oh. Something tells me this is a bit of a setup.
You stopped that with your hand, and then you moved it on.
I didn't.
I didn't.
Is it...
You sounded like Oval then.
I'm not sure what it is.
What?
Well, it was at one point. It did have carbs in it at one point. I don't know what it's got in it now. That in front of you is a bottle of beer that I've brewed five years ago. And you're going to taste it and see what it's like.
Let's do it.
I can't promise you what it's going to taste like. It's been in the
garage.
If
it's anything like the stuff I've brewed before,
well,
it's like I've just had a wee in my mouth.
Well, I must admit... It was terrible 5 years ago. However, I figured if I just left it for a while, it might tame.
Or get worse.
Or get worse.
Okay.
So.
Would you like to dispense the...
I can do, yes.
I just forgot about this or something 5 years ago.
And you know, normally I'd just drink it. But I'm going to only have a little bit because obviously I'm doing keto. Yeah. Well, can't have carbs.
Well, he's getting a full pint out of here.
So we'll share it. How's about that then?
How's about that then?
There's no way I'm tasting that.
I'll taste a bit.
I'll have a little bit.
It can't kill you, can it?
Wait.
Right. Has it got fizz? Is it carbonated, Rob?
Well, that were a bit.
Hey.
Hey.
It's carbonated. Mate, can I smell the bottle? Yeah. It looks
dark.
Like a stout.
It's dark.
How much is
it? Go steady with
bone,
because you want to bring the sediment into it, Rob, if you brewed it yourself.
How much are you pouring out?
I'd leave it at that, so you don't bring sediment through, because you'll ruin the flavour. Hey, it's a good finish. It has. It smells like homebrew now. Yeah. There's a smell that you can't...
Urine.
Listeners, I don't know if any of you have ever tried homebrew or tried making your own brew. There's a distinctive smell, if you can't do it very well.
Yeah. It's normally called germs.
And it's this, and all mine smell the same. And I used to make them.
I've no idea how bad this is going to taste.
I've got a feeling it's going to taste like licorice.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay. He's going in.
And I was absolutely right.
Is it? It's like licorice?
Yeah.
Is it?
Yeah.
Is that...
In a good way? A bad way?
Oh, gosh, it smells a bit.
It's, it's a failed brew, I think, Rob, which is why it tastes like it does.
Oh my god.
You can't taste licorice.
I can. Yeah. Oh wow.
It's all you can
taste.
You don't
taste. Want to taste it.
No, Mark said he wants to taste.
Yeah, I'll
all
taste
you can
it.
Taste is licorice.
I'll taste it.
It's very thin in flavour.
Yeah, yeah.
It smells.
What do you think it smells of?
It doesn't taste bad. It
smells of beer.
It doesn't taste bad. I'm not saying I'd drink a pint of it, but it's not like
Well, I've had worse.
I'll
taste it.
From Witherspoons.
Oh, Kirk's having a taste.
I mean, it won't be Kirk's cup of tea at all.
Hmm. Tastes better than some crap that you put in front of me. I actually think it's all right. Yeah. It's
very, very thin, though, isn't it? There's no body.
It's yes, absolutely. But it's also obviously got a bit. It's a bit sweet.
Yeah.
So obviously, all that crap that you drink is all like taste of like flowers, field and flowers and grass and
is that,
stuff.
Is that a Woodford's?
No. Do you know what? I can't remember what it is, but I don't.
It's not Woodford's Wherry, is it?
No, it's not. No, it was. It were in a cardboard box.
They all, a lot of them come in cardboard boxes.
I can't remember what it was. I think it was meant to be an American red something. You know, you get these, I don't know what it is, some American red beer. But yeah. But that
it's come out black.
Yeah, it's come out very dark, hasn't it? But that one is better than I thought it were going to be.
No.
I thought it was going to be horrific.
Well, just nicely reminded to our viewers, listeners.
Listeners.
By all means, the challenge the chat is on there. It is on there on the wheel. So if you've got any ideas for any challenges, send them in.
It doesn't have to be food or drink related. It can be us going out and doing something ridiculous.
Yeah, it is. Absolutely. Although I have got one for next time.
I'm not getting on a train with Mark, though.
No.
I draw a line at trains.
I don't want to get on a train with me.
I have got one for next time, but it is food related. But I'll keep that one on my sleeve.
Are you going to save that one?
I'll save that one on my sleeve.
All right, brilliant. Well, see you next week.
See you next week.
Bye.
Bye.
Thank you for your continued support with our independent podcast. Did you know that you can interact with us and other listeners on Facebook on the Chat In Tap Room Facebook group? You can also get in touch via email in the chat at gmail.com and of course on any of our socials. Thank you, and we'll see you next week.